7 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, and we have been discussing the dinim of Dalal Shomim, and the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Ptur of Baal of Imai, and the Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim states, V'chiyishal Ishmeim Re'eu V'nishbo'i Meis Ba'al of In Imai Shalom Yishalim, that if Reuben borrows an animal from Shimon, and an oinus occurs, and it was Nishbo or dies, then if the owner is not together with the Shoyal, then the Shoyal is Chayiv to pay. And the next Pasuk states, in Ba'al of Imai Lo Yishalim, but if the owner of the animal was together with the Shoyal, then the Shoyal would be Patar. And the Gemara brought from Rav Nuna that a shoyal will always be chayiv until he has the following two conditions. Number one, that the owner has to be working directly with the animal and has to be involved with the same task. And number two, and the owner has to be working with the shoyal from the time that he borrowed the animal until the time that the oinus occurred. And as the Gemara stated, that we see Rav Nuna holds that when the Torah states, it's going back on both of the dinim that was stated in the previous pasuk, and the pasuk stated two different clauses. Number one, v'chiyishal ishme imre'eu, that Reuben borrowed this animal from Shimon, and number two, v'nishbo'i meis, and then there was an inus that occurred. And Rav Nuna holds that the p'tur of b'mbal of imre'eu is going back on both of these clauses. And the pasuk tells us that the only time that Reuben will be patah is if Shimon was working together with Reuben from the time that Reuben borrowed the animal, which is based on the clause of v'chiyishal ishme imre'eu. And the owner of the animal still has to be working with the shoyal at the time that the oinus occurred, and as the pasuk stated, v'nishbo'i meis. And ultimately, the Gemara ended off tiyufta Rav Nuna tiyufta, that there was a tiyufta on both of these zinim of Rav Nuna, and there's no requirement that Baal of Imai has to be in that actual malacha, and there's no requirement that the owner of the animal has to be working on the same task with this animal that was borrowed, and there's also no requirement that the Baalim have to be working together with the shoyal from the time of the shayla until the time that the oinus occurs, and as long as the owner is working together with the shoyal at the time that the she'ilu took place, then the p'tura of Baalim Imai would apply. And we ended by bringing two rayas against the shita of Rav Nuna, and these two rayas were from two brises, and the brises really stated the same thing, but the rayas began from different perspectives, and we will read those rayas once again, and our Gemara will bring machlekes between Abai and Rava exactly as to what these rayas were and how to explain these two brises. And we will quickly read over the Gemara that starts 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Heim Abayz, V'oitanyim imashmashin emma imbalav imay lo yishalim, eni yadeish imbalav eni moy shalim yishalim, el matam leim imbalav eni moy leim lecha hayi imay b'shash eila im tzarech liyus imay b'shash vuhu mesa, hayi imay b'shash vuhu mesa, tzarech liyus imay b'shash eila, and v'tanyi idach imashmashin emma imbalav eni moy shalim yishalim, eni yadeish imbalav imay lo yishalim, el matam leim imbalav imay leim lecha kivin shiyot m'shus mashal shah achas b'baylim umesa potter, that you would be potter. And before we continue with Abai and Rav's explanation of these brises, let us remember that we saw a machlekes on Daf Tzadik Dalam Beis between Rabbi Yenis and Rabbi Yeshua that was relevant to the pasuk that states Isha Sheikalas of Vesimai. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that since the Torah uses a Vavachibor, then even though the Torah doesn't use the Lashon Yachdav, the pashas of the pasuk would be that a person would not be chayiv for cursing his parents unless he cursed both his father and his mother. However, Rabbi Yenis argues, and he holds that if the Torah wanted to say that you have to curse both together, then the Torah would have to use Lashon Yachdav. And when the Torah states Isha Sheikalas of Vesimai, it means that a person is Chayiv Misa if he curses his father or his mother. And this machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yenison would be relevant b'negei the pasuk that states b'negei Yashoyal, as the pasuk states two clauses, and it states v'chiyishal ishmei re'eo, and then the pasuk uses vavachibah and says v'nishba imeis, and then the pasuk states ba'olav ein imoy shalim yishalim. And Rabbi Yeshua therefore understands that when the pasuk is telling us that the owner was not together with the shoyal, it's going back on both of the clauses, and it's telling us that the only way that the shoyal is chayiv is only if the owner was not together with the shoyal at the time of the she'ila, and the owner was also not together with the shoyal at the time that the oinus occurred. And of course it's mashma that if the owner would have been together with the shoyal either at the time that he borrowed the animal or at the time that the oinus occurred, then the shoyal would be patar. And Lefi Rabbi Yenison, he would understand that when the pasuk states Ba'alav Inimai Shalim Yishalim, that when the owner is not together with the shoyal, then the shoyal is chayiv to pay, So the pasuk is telling us that the owner was not together with the shoyl either at the time that the shoyl borrowed the animal or at the time that the oinus occurred. Then the shoyl would be chayiv, and the only way that the shoyl would be pata is only if the bailim were together with the shoyl both at the time of she'ilah and at the time that the oinus occurred. And the way that we just explained the machlekes between Rabbi Yenis and Rabbi Yeshua is relevant to the pasuk that states balav einim yishalim yishalim. However, as we will see, that both lefi Rabbi Yeshua and lefi Rabbi Yenis there will be a stira in the psukim, as the pasuk states in balav imoy lo yishalim, and both lefi Rabbi Yeshua and lefi Rabbi Yenis, the mashmois of that pasuk will be seisa the mashmois of the pasuk that states balav einim yishalim yishalim, as we will explain in a moment. And keep in mind that Rashi explains that our Gemara is coming to explain both of the previous brises, as really there is no difference between the two brises, and the main point of the two brises is the outcome of the brises. The only time that the bailim have to be together with the shoyl is only at the time of she'ila and not at the time that the oinus occurs. And our Gemara begins, Abaye sav l'krabi Yeshua, mitaris l'krei krabi Yeshua. Abaye will hold l'krabi Yeshua that a vav achiba means end and it does not mean or, and therefore he'll be mitaris to psukim b'degei shoyl according to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rav sav l'krabi Yenison, and Rav holds l'krabi Yenison that a vav achiba could mean end or, mitaris l'krei krabi Yenison, and therefore he'll explain the psukim b'degei she'ila like the shita of Rabbi Yenison. And the Gemara first focuses on Abaye, as Abaye sav l'krabi Yeshua, mitaris l'krei krabi Yeshua. And the Gemara explains that both brises were troubled with the stira, as the pasuk states, "Ba'olav einim yishalim yishalim," that if an oinus occurs, then the shoyl will be chayiv as long as the owner was not together with the shoyl. And the Gemara explains that lefi Rabbi Yeshua, time of delaysa b'tavayu, that since the words "Ba'olav einim yishalim yishalim" is going back on both clauses of the reish of the pasuk that stated v'chiyishal ishme imreyu and also stated v'nishbay meis, therefore we understand that the pasuk is telling us that the only time a shoyl will be chayiv to pay is only if the bailim were not together with the shoyl, neither at the time that he borrowed the animal or at the time that the oinus occurred. And the mashmais of the pasuk is ha'isa b'chada v'leisa b'chada pata, that if the bailim are together with the shoyl either at the time that the she'ila occurred or at the time that the oinus occurred, then the shoyl will be pata. And Abaye continues that the braisa was bothered with the stira, as ksiv in balav imoy lo yishalim. The next pasuk tells us that if the bailim were together with the shoyl, then the shoyl would not be chayiv to pay. And once again, time of the Isa B'Tavayu, it's mashma that's going back on both clauses of the prior pasuk, and it's telling us that the bailim were together with the shoyl both at the time of the she'ila and at the time that the oinus occurred, then the bailim will be pata. And of course we will be medayik ha'isa b'chada v'leisa b'chada mechayiv, that if the bailim are together with the shoyl either at the time that the she'ila occurred or at the time that the oinus occurred, then the shoyl would still be chayiv because the bailim were not together with the owner both at the time of she'ila and at the time of the oinus. And of course the diyik from the first pasuk is seisa the diyik from the second pasuk, and because we have a stira the mashmais of the psukim, therefore the Gemara explains lo milcha, and this comes to teach you that in a kanami you don't have to be there at both the point of the loan as well as at the point that the oinus occurred. And the din is that as long as the owner was together with the borrower at the time that he borrowed the animal, even if he's not together with him at the time that the oinus occurred, then he will be pata. However, that even if the owner was together with the shoyl at the time that the oinus occurred, that it does not suffice and is not considered bailav imoy unless the owner was together with the shoyl at the time that the shoyl borrowed this animal. And Rashi at the bottom of it states, based on the fact that we have a steer in the psukim, it must be that one period of time patters the shoyl and one period of time does not patter the shoyl, as not considered bailav imoy, and shayla petrasai and shura ina petrasai. And Rashi points out, and later on in the Gemara will ask, why don't we say just the opposite? And maybe the only time we have the Torah bailav imoy is only if the bailam are together with the shoyl at the time that the inus occurred. But if he's together with the shoyl at the time of shayla, then maybe that would not suffice and it would not be considered bailav imoy, and the shoyl would still be chayiv. And we continue on daf tzadik vavah minalav, and the Gemara continues to explain the brisos according to Rava and according to Rabbi Yenison, as Rava Savla Rabbi Yenison, umetarat zakrei Rabbi Yenison. And once again, the Gemara explains the brisos that the brisos is asking a stira, and the fear Rabbi Yenison, the stira is as follows: that the pasuk states in balav imoy lo yishalim, the fear Rabbi Yenison mashma di isa b'tavayu umashma nami dechi isa b'chada v'leisa b'chada pata. That certainly the words in balav imoy is going back on the previous pasuk that states v'chiyishel ishme imreyu v'nishba imeis, and even though there's a vav achiba Chiba, but really it's going back on either one of the clauses and it's saying that as long as they were Bailim, either at the time of the Sheila or at the time that the Oinus occurred, then the Sheil would be Pata, and it's Mashmar that the only time that the Sheil would be Chayiv is if the Bailim was not together with the Sheil, neither at the time of the Sheila or at the time that the Oinus occurred. However, this is Seisa, the first Pasuk, as Viksiv, as the first Pasuk states, Balav Eini Moishalim Mishalim, that the Sheil has to pay if the Bailim was not together with the Sheil. And once again, Mashmar the Leisa B'tabayu, Mashmar Nami the Chisa B'chadav, Leisa B'chadav Chayiv, and the Mashmois is that the words Balav Eini Moishalim Mishalim is going on both clauses, and it's teaching us that if the Bailim were not together with the Sheil, both at the time of the Sheila and at the time that the Oinus occurred, then the Bailim would be Chayiv. In addition, the Pasuk is telling us that as long as the Bailim were not together with the Sheil, either at the time of the Sheila or at the time that the Oinus occurred, that the Sheil would be Chayiv. And of course, that is Seisa, the Diyak that we made from the second Pasuk that stated in Bolav Imoy Lo Yishalim, and we made a Diyak, the Chi'isa B'chodah V'leisa B'chodah, that the Sheil would be Patar. And once again, because we have the steer between the Psukim, therefore, Lo Melcha, I come to teach you, Hoy Imoy B'sha Sheila, and Tzarech Lius Imoy B'sha Shvur Mesa, Hoy Imoy B'sha Shvur Mesa, Tzarech Lius Imoy B'sha Sheila, that the Torah is being mechadish to us, that the Ikka point, that the Bailim have to be together with the Sheil, in order for the Sheil to be Patar, based on Bailim Imoy, is if the Bailim were together with the Sheil at the time of the Sheila, and it's irrelevant if the Bailim were together with the Sheil at the time that the Oinus occurred. And the Gemara continues, and yes, Epechana, then either way that we learn to Brises, either like Abai and Rabbi Isha, or like Rav and Rabbi Inison, but the Gemara is bothered that L'chayr we should say Pum Fakert, and why don't we say that the only point that is relevant in the negative Torah of Bailim Imoy is the point when the actual Oinus occurred, and if the Bailim were together with the Sheil at the point that the Oinus occurred, then the Sheil should be Pata, and if the Bailim was only together with the Sheil at the point that the Sheila occurred, then the Sheil should still be Chayiv and should not be considered a Kiyam of Bailim Imoy. And the Gemara responds, Mistavra Sheila Adifa Mishuna Kamaisa Lalu Shusei, that Mistavra, the time of Sheila, is the Ikka point that Bailim Imoy is relevant. That is the point that the Sheil was actually coining the item in order to be Chayiv Ba'insin. And therefore, it makes sense that the Torah Bailim Imoy is based on the time that he borrowed the item and not at the time that the Oinus occurred. And the Gemara continues, Adraba, Pumfaket, Shvur Mesa Adifa Shekin Chayiv Ba'insin, that Lachir, this man of Shvur Mesa, should be the time that you have to have Bailim Imoy, as that is the time that the actual Chayiv occurs, and that is the time that the Sheil will be Chayiv because he caused damage to the animal of the owner. And it would make sense that if the Bailim would be together with the Sheil at the time that the Oinus occurred, then the Sheil would be Pater. And the Gemara states, He'd love Sheila, Shvur Mesa, my Ovid, that Lemaisa, this man Sheila, is the proper time to have the Torah of Bailim Imoy, as if the Sheil wouldn't have borrowed the animal, then even if an Oinus occurred, the Sheil would not have been Chayiv, and therefore the Ikkaz man Chayiv is the point that he borrowed the animal. And the Gemara continues in ESV, Lav Shvur Mesa, Sheila, my Ovid, that even though it's true that he had to borrow the animal, but if the Oinus wouldn't have occurred, then the Sheil wouldn't have been Chayiv either, and therefore this man Shvur Mesa is the proper man, that there is a chiyav, and therefore the Torah Bailim Imoy should be based on the owner working together with the Sheil at the time that the Oinus occurred, and not at the time that the Sheil borrowed the para. And finally, the Gemara says, Afilu hachi she'ila adifa she'kin chayiv b'nei nesea, that even so, the obligation that occurs at the time that Reuven borrowed the animal is the Ikka obligation, as Lemaisa, at the time that he borrowed the animal, he already became obligated to take care of the animal and to give it food, and therefore we see that at the time of the Kenyan, at the time that he became a Sheil, that is the time that his obligations begin, and therefore at that point he's Chayiv Mezainis, and we also look at that point to see if the Bailim were working together with him at the point that he borrowed the animal, and if the owner was working together with him at that point, then we consider Bailim Imoy, and even if an Oinus occurs at a later point, and at that point the Bailim were no longer working with the Sheil would still be Potter. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi explains that the way that we know the Torah Bailim Imoy is dependent on the time of Sheila and not dependent on the time that the Oinus occurs is based on the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'chiyishol ish me'imre'ehu, and the Mashmoyis is that Reuven borrowed something from Shimon and Shimon was not together with him, as the Pasuk says, me'imre'ehu v'loy re'ehu imoy, and when Medayik, that his friend was not together with him and his friend was not working at that time together with him, then shalom yishalim, then the Sheil is obligated to pay hare'ehu imoy. However, if at the time that he borrowed the animal, the owner was together with him and the owner was working with him, then the Torah Bailo Imoy applies and the Sheil would be Potter. And the Gemara continues and asks on Rav Ashi, according according to you that you're saying we understand it from the pasuk itself. So ba'alav ein imay v'im ba'alav imay lamali. Why the brisa have to ask a stira between the two psukim? Even from the pasuk itself, we're able to be medayik that the only time the Torah ba'alav imay applies is only if the ba'alim were working together with the shoyl at the time of she'ela. And the gemara explains ilav hanach. If not for the stira, havamino hay ochi dekrohu, then we would have said that we can't be medayik anything from the fact that the pasuk states v'chiyishal ish me'imreihu, as this is the derech of the pasuk to say a lashon on me'imreihu, as you're borrowing it from your friend. However, now that we already have a stira, and now there's just a question as to which one is more important, do we say Ba'al of Imai at the time of She'ela is the Ikkar, or do we say the Ba'al of Imai at the time that the Oinus occurred is the Ikkar point where the Torah Ba'al of Imai would apply? So Rav Ashi explains that instead of having to come onto the Svara that we mentioned before, that Afilu Hachi She'ela Adifa Shekin Chayav Ben Zayin Nesea, Zokar Rav Ashi, we have a hint from the Pasuk itself, as the Pasuk states, V'chiyishal Ishma Imre'eu, and we learn out, V'loi Re'eu Imai Shalom Yishalim, and we could be medayik hare eo imai. But if his friend was working together with him at the point of she'ela, then that is the ikkaz man of p'tor, and it's considered bail imai, and therefore the she'ela would be p'tor. And before we continue, let's point out that when the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on the tzadik dalal mid aleph spoke about the din of she'ela v'bailim, so when the Mishnah brought down the p'tor bail imai, the Mishnah states shenema and bail imai lo yishalim, and then on the tzadik dalal beis, when the Mishnah brought down the chiyav if ein bail imai, the Mishnah stated Shinema Balov Eni Moy Shalim Yishalim, and L'chay, we just had a full Amud Gemara that tried to explain the Psukim, and ultimately we came out with a Pshat, but ultimately it wasn't from the Pashas of the Pasuk, and it could be that's goofy what the Mishnah was teaching us, that since we have these two Psukim and there's a steer between these two Psukim, therefore you have to explain that Balov Imoy means that the Bailam were working together with the Shoyl at the time of She'ela, even though he wasn't working together with the Shoyl at the time of Shvur Mesa. And the Gemara now continues and will ask 10 questions. Let's say Reuven borrowed an animal from Shimon, and the purpose of borrowing the animal was in order to be mizana with the animal. And Rashi explains, do we say that the shoyl will be chayib in oinsin as it's considered a shoyl, or do we say that it's not chayib in oinsin? And the Gemara explains, do we say that the only time that someone is considered a shoyl is if he borrows it for a normal thing that people would borrow an item for, but this is not something that people borrow an animal for, and therefore he's not chayav ba'insin? Or do we say that the reason why a shoyl is chayav ba'insin is because kol anah shaloi, and in this case the shoyl also had kavana in order to have anah, and therefore he would be chayav ba'insin? And l'chari in this case it seems to be pashut that the animal died or was hurt prior to the shoyl being mizana with the animal, as once the shoyl would be mizana with the animal, then there would be a din of chayve misa shogin p'tur min atashlumin. And the Gemara continues with the second shayla, sha'ol olay rosba. Let's say Reuven borrowed the animal, and his intent was not to work with the animal, but he told the owner that I want to borrow the animal in order that people should see that I have this animal, and they should think I'm wealthy. Bow, what is the din? Do we say that l'maisa he borrowed an item that is worth money, and therefore he had a nar, and the shoyl should be chayav ba'insin? Or what do we say? That the only time that a shoyl is chayav ba'insin is if he has actual hanah from the animal itself, but in this case where he's having external and extrinsic hanah, that would not be categorized as a hanah in order to categorize him as a shoyl, and therefore he would not be chayav ba'insin. And the Gemara continues with the third shayla. Let's say Reuven borrowed the animal and he was only going to use it for hanah that was less than a pruta. Do we say that since he borrowed something that was worth money, therefore he is chayav ba'insin? Or do we say that l'maisa he was only going to have a nar that was less than a pruta, and therefore he would not be chayav ba'insin? And the Gemara continues with four shayla. Shal shtei paras las ben pruta ma'u. Let's say Reuven borrowed two paras from Shimon, and in total he would have a nar of a full pruta. Do we say that we look at the shayla mashal and l'maisa they had a transaction which was worth a pruta, and therefore he's chayav ba'insin? Or do we look at each par by itself, and for each par it is less than a pruta, and the shoyl would not be chayav ba'insin? And Rashi explains in Diba Masal Shoyl Beis Paris, Im Tim Slema Pachs B'Pruta Lav Klum Hachamai, that even if we're going to say that in the case where you borrowed one para to do work that was less than a pruta, that is not considered a value, and therefore you would not be chayav ba'insin, what would be the din in this case? And the Gemara continued with Shaila number 5, Shoyl Mishutfim V'Nishloi Echman Mao. If Reuven Reuven borrows a behema from Shimon Alevi, and Reuven borrows or hires Shimon to work with him, but he didn't hire or borrow Levi to work with him. So what would be the din? Kulu Bailam Be'ina Valeka. Do we say that in order to have the Torah, Bailam Imai, all the Bailam must be working with Reuven, and Lemaisa, both Bailam are not working with Reuven, and therefore Reuven would not be Pata? Oiduma Mahu Palgade Mia Mifta. What do we say that at least on the half of the animal that belongs to Shimon, Reuven should be Pata, as at least on that half it was Bailam Imai? And the Gemara continued with Shaila number 6. Shutfim Shashalu Vinishal Echaman Mao. If Reuven and Shimon borrowed a par from Levi, and they were going to use this par in order to plow a field that they owned b'shutfis, and at the same time that they borrowed Levi's para, Reuven borrowed or hired Levi to work with him, but Shimon did not hire or borrow Levi, so what would be the din? Kulu shayel b'inam v'leka. Do we say that the Torah Bailam Imai has to be that the Bailam are working with the entire shayel, and over here he's only working with one of the borrowers and not with all of the borrowers, and therefore the Torah Bailam Imai would not apply? Oiduma v'hi palga d'shayla mi'is mifta. And l'maisa Levi is working with Reuven, and therefore at least on the par that Reuven borrowed, Reuven would be Pata, as it's considered by Levi Imai. Rashi explains that when Reuven borrowed or hired Levi to work with him, it was L'malachta She'in Shal Shutfis, that Levi was going to work with Reuven on another task and nothing to do with the Shutfis. And the Gemara now continues with Shaila number 7, and the Gemara will discuss a din that's relevant to Nichsim Lug, and we know that a woman that owns any assets, that her husband has the right to the payers, which is called Nichsim Lug, and therefore the Gemara asks, Shal Me'isha, if Reuven borrowed a par of Nichsei Mulug from Rachel, Vinishal Baile Ima, and at the same time, Reuven hired or borrowed Rachel's husband together, and Reuven was therefore working with Rachel's husband, and L'chayrit should be Baile Imai, because Reuven owns this par as well, as he has a right to Nichsei Mulug. And before the Gemara explains the Shaila, the Gemara continues with Shaila number 8, that Isha Sheshala, if Rachel borrowed an animal from Reuven, Vinishal Baal, and then Reuven hired himself out, or loaned himself to Rachel's husband, what would be a din in both of these cases? And the shaila is kinya peiros ke kinya gufta mi aloi. Do we say that since Reuven has a right to the kinya peiros of these nichsim lug, therefore it's as if Reuven owns this animal, and therefore it's considered bailav imai? Or do we say that kinya peiros is nafka kinya gufta mi, and therefore you can't connect a husband to this asset? And in both cases, it would not be considered a case of bailav imai, and therefore the shaila would be chayiv. In the case of isha sheshala, where Rachel borrowed an animal from Reuven, Rashi explains that the reason why she borrowed this animal was in order to plow her kaka, which was nichsim lug. And I didn't taste the deal maskal shalom and isha tema the makayach yesh le isha lahashel b'nichsim lug sharperis lobal ulobal yesh le kayach lahashel b'loy reshusa and v'hi eni yechil lahashel klal. That how could the Gemara give an example where Rachel lent a para to Reuven if l'chayra she only owns the karen of the para and she doesn't own the rights to the pirus of the para, which is the work of the para, and that belongs to her husband, and therefore how could it be that she would be able to lend out the para at all? I am in Taisvis. The Gemara continues with a 9 shayla. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina asked Ravashi, ha'im l'shluchot save hashali in parasi mau. Let's say Reuven says to his shliach, I want you to go and lend out my para, and I also want you to lend out yourself to the same person. What would be a din? Bailam mamish b'ina v'leka. Do we say that you have to have the bailam together with the shoyal, and l'maisa Reuven is not working with the shoyal? Oidilmo, do we say shluch shel adam k'maisa v'ika, that since the owner of the para told his shliach to go and lend himself out to the shoyal, so therefore it's considered as if there's bailam imai, and the shoyal will be potter ba'insin? And we will get to shayla number 10 in a moment, but the Gemara will first be pashit shayla number 7, 8, and 9. As the Gemara states, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rida Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi, Baal plukta Rav Yechon v'Reish Lakish. The two shailas that we had regarding a husband is a machlekes between Rav Yechon v'Reish Lakish and Shliach, and the shaila we had b'negei Shliach is plukta Rav Yenis Rav Yishia, is based on the machlekes between Rav Yenis and Rav Yishia. And the Gemara explains, Baal plukta Rav Yechon v'Reish Lakish, the itma, as we learned, Hamecha Sadeo l'chaveir l'peiris, if Reuven sold his sada to Shimon in order that Shimon should be able to eat the peiris for a limited amount of time, and for example, he sold him for 10 years in order for Shimon to be able to eat the peiros, and then Shimon will return the peel to Reuven. In this case, Reuven has a kinya guf, and Shimon has a kinya peiros. And the Gemara brings machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish regarding the din of havas bikurim. And Rabbi Yechon omer mevi v'kari. Rabbi Yechon holds that even though Shimon only has a kinya peiros, however, kinya peiros is kinya guf, and therefore he could bring bikurim, and he could even read the pasha of bikurim. And even though the pasuk states he neaveses reishis pri adamah shenasatali, and I own this land, But l'maisa, since he has a kinyan peiros, is considered a kinyan guf, and therefore he could make that statement. However, Reish Lakish says that although Shimon will have to bring Bikurim, but he would not be able to read the Pasha of Bikurim because he could not say as Reish's Priyadama Shenasatli, because Reish Lakish holds that kinyan peiros is lavka kinyan guf, and as the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon maybe kari kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami, Reish Lakish maybe in kari kinyan peiros lavka kinyan guf dami, and therefore the same machlekes would be relevant to the case of a husband, as the fear of Bechron, since a husband has a kinyan peiros, it's considered kinyan guf dami, and in both shaylos that we had, it would be considered she'ilu bebailim, and therefore the shaylo would be pata. However, according to Reish Lakish, that kinyan peiros is lavka kinyan guf dami, therefore in the case that we had, it would not be considered she'ilu bebailim, and the shaylo would be chayiv. And Rashi over here states, Hamoicha sedeo leperish, sheyech lekech perisel, beiz v'gibel shanim, v'achazman, tachsel bailim, mevi bekum v'kore, rami oivet avi, v'chol ha-pasha, v'kore ani boy, hini avesis, reish pri adamash, and satali, the kinyan peris, kikini aguftami. Rashi in Mesechtes Gittin, on that mem zayin rabbi states, sheyech lekech peris, ad eser shanim, v'tachsa kakal bailim, uvizman sheina yoivel noe kama, dahainu mishagolu shev rubim, shev a god, shagolu tchilu meivel yadin, al yedes and cherev, ad chavis yushlaim, the ibizman sheyevel noe, stam mechir lepirisi, shwey sefer lachse beivel. And Rashbam Mesechtes Babasra explains that according to Reish Lakish, that holds that you can't read the Pasha Rami Ovid Avi, even so, Reish Lakish says you still have to bring Bikurim, and he explains, Shein Yochel Likris Hadomish and Satali, Umiu Bavo Chayev, Dichsiv Ashetavi Ma'atzacha, Shwey Shibalo Yinikas Hakak Lepirisov, and therefore there's a Chiev to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, even though you can't read the Pasha Rami Ovid Avi. And the Gemara continues, the ninth question that we had regarding a Shliach, Plukta Rabbinis and Rabbi Isha, it's dependent on a Machlekes between Rabbinis and Rabbi Isha. The Tanya is going to the Braisa, that Reuven is about to travel and he tells a third party that I want you to be a trustee for my wife and any dom that she makes, I want you to be made for it. And the Hefalah and Apotropos does his task and he actually is made for the wife's Nedarim. So Yochel Yu Mufarin, we would think that the husband could make a Shliach and therefore it would be a valid Hafaras Nedarim. Talmud Leima, the Pasuk states, Ishi Kamen of Ishi Yefrena, Div Rabbi Yeshia, the Rabbi Yeshia holds that since the Pasuk tells us specifically that a husband has to be made for it, therefore a husband cannot be mana shliach. And since the pasuk b'negei shoyel states imbal of imoy lo yishalim, therefore the only way to have a kiyum of imbal of imoy is only if the owner is working together with the shoyel. But if you Rabbi Yeshia, an owner cannot be mana shliach, and it would not be considered bal of imoy, and therefore the shoyel will be chayiv. However, b'enis and imem metzina b'chol mokav sheshluch shalom kamaisoi, that even though it's true that the pasuk states ishi kamen of ishi yifreno, but we have a standard din and teira that shluch shalom kamaisoi, and therefore when the husband is mamana apotropos, the apotropos could be made for the nedarim of his wife. And similarly in our case, the owner could be mana shliach in order to be considered bail of imoy, and in order for the shoyel to have the pator bail of imoy. And Ayin and Balan Taisin Amid, where Taisin bothered that certainly b'kol ha-terikula, Rabbi Yeshia agrees to Rabbi Yenison that there is a kantor of shlichus, and even though in the case of apotropos, he says that we don't allow the din of shlichus, that must be because he has a special exeris hakasav b'negeir din of nedarim. But how do we know that we should apply it b'negeir Agamar as well? And Taiz explains the Ishlaimah, the time of Rabbi Yeshia Hassel, Meshum Nechsev Trezim Neisha, that over there the reason Rabbi Yeshia is because it says the word Isha twice. It says Ishia Kemena v'Ishia Frena, Lemute Shluchai, and therefore the Torah is telling us that specifically has to be the husband and not a Shliach, v'hachinami Ksiv Baal of Trezim Ne, and over here also it says in the Pasuk the word Baal of twice, and the Pasuk states Baal of Eini Moy Shalim Yishalim, and then the Pasuk says in Baal of Imoy Lo Yishalim, and therefore the same Joshua Rabbi Yeshia applies that it's coming Lemute or because the word balav and the word ishus is mashma that it has to be him himself and it can't be a shliach. The Gemara now continues and asks its 10 shayla. Amalei Rav Elish l'Rava. Rav Elish asks the following question to Rava. Ha'imala avdei tseva hashal impirasi ma'u. If Reuven says to his own Eved, go and lend out my par to Shimon and lend yourself to Shimon as well, what would be the din? Do we consider this balav imoy or not? And the Gemara explains, this shayla is according to Rabbi Yenison that holds that we say shluch shal adam kamaisai and tebeilam and amah shluch shal adam ena kamaisai, and this shayla will be even according to Rabbi Yeshia that holds that benegay the din of shaylu beilam that we don't have the din of shluch shal adam kamaisai. And as the Gemara explains tebeilam and amah shluch shal adam kamaisai, that the shayla is even according to Rabbi Yenison who holds generally we hold shluch shal adam kamaisai hani mila shliach to bar mitzvah, that's only benegay shliach that isn't the same pasha of the owner and is a bar mitzvah. all, and as Rashi says, "V'lishlichus nafklon me'atem gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem," we learn the din of shlichus from the din of truma, where it says "atem gam atem," the me'inan dumi the mashalech, and the shlich must be similar to the mashalech. She din of noyigem boy v'zu en din shoyel noyigem boy v'gam mashal she'in leklum b'loy rabbi, and no eved is not in the pasha of shoyel and not in the pasha of mashal because he doesn't own anything, and even if he borrows something, it belongs to his master, and therefore the entire din of shlichus would not apply to an eved, and it would not be considered bal of imai. And as the Gemara says, "Avol eved la ba mitzvah loy," or dilmor, we say, "Afidul man da main shluch shel adu kamaisai." Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that doesn't hold of the din of shlichus, penegiah the din of bal of imai, hanimil shliach. That is only by regular shliach, avol eved, but penegiah an eved, and certainly it would be considered bal of imai, because we have a klal that yad eved ki yad rabbi damya, that even without the pasha of shlichus, an eved is even stronger than a shliach, as he is considered mamish, an extension of the master, and therefore certainly he's considered Bail of Imai, and the shell would be Potter. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rav responded to Rabbi Elish, Mistavra Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi Damya, and therefore, if the owner lent his Eved to the shell, then it would be considered Bail of Imai, and the shell would be Potter Ba'insin. And the Gemara continued with the new Shaila, Boy Roin Bachama. Roin Bachama asked the following Shaila, Baal Benichse Ishtai, what is the din of a husband regarding the Nechasim of his wife? We continue, Adav Tzadik Varim Beis, Shoyel Havei or Seich Havei, do we say that he's considered like a shoyel and therefore he's chayav ba'insin, or do we say that he's considered like a seicher and therefore he'd be potter ba'insin? And Rashi explains, shoyel havei kosal kedaita l'schayav ba'insin behemis nichse meluk shalah shu oisu b'malachtai, that right now the Gemara's havmin is that royin b'chomish shayla is in a normal scenario where a woman brought a cow into the marriage and now the husband has a right to the perius of the cow and he has a right to use the cow, and while he's using the cow dies, and the shayla is, do we say that a husband has the right to use the cow of his wife for free, and therefore he's considered a shoyel, and therefore he should be chayav ba'insin? Or do we say that l'maisa the husband pays for the use of the cow, because ultimately the rabbanim were mesakin pekoina tachas nichse melug, that in payment for the fact that a husband has a right to nichse melug of his wife, therefore the rabbanim were mesakin that a husband has to redeem his wife if she's captured, and therefore it's considered like he's a seicha, therefore maybe the husband should be potter for insin, and if the cow dies, he would not be chayav to pay it back. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, and Rav responded, Lefum chuvah shabeshta, because Rani Bacham was so sharp, therefore he made this mistake, as Lemaisa is not even a shayla, as Manavshach, as however you would look at the status of the husband, there's not even a shayla that he would be potter, as Ishoyl have, as if we consider a husband to be considered a shayl, when the gay it appears of Nixon Lug, Sheilu Bebailim he, then when he borrowed this from his wife, it's considered he's borrowed it while she was working for him, as we know a wife is required to do certain work for a husband, and she's always working for the husband. And as Rashi says, she imay tadi b'malachtai, and she already lent him this animal, and she lent him her nichsim lug right at the moment that they got married, and right at the moment that she was already responsible to do work for him. And therefore, certainly the bailim would be patar, as it's she'ilu b'bailim, and it's bail of imay, and he's seicha abe, and if we consider the husband to be a seicha, schiris b'bailim he, certainly a seicha is patar for insin, and even if the loss was through gneva aveda, but it's considered schiris b'bailim, and as we learned beforehand, that even in the case of Gneva Veda, there's a p'tur of Bailim Imai. And the Gemara continues, Elakikam Rebaila, the Rayim Bachama, the Ogimi Napara, Vahadu Nazba, the Rayim Bachama Shaila was in a specific case where Reuven actually rented a para from Rachel prior to them getting married, or as Taisa says, he could have even borrowed a para from Rachel prior to them getting married. However, the Gemara speaks about a Milsa de Shricha, that since they were not married, then likely Reuven was renting a para from her and not just borrowing it. Vahadu Nazba, and Reuven only married Rachel after he already rented a par from Rachel. And the Gemara asks, "Mai shoyl have oisaych have?" Do we say that since at this point Reuven is married to Rachel, therefore he's now considered shoyl regarding the par, or do we say that a husband has a din of a seicha? And the Gemara explains, "Shoyl have?" Do we say that Reuven is considered shoyl? But ask his sheilu bebailim mafkas chiri shloy bebailim. And since at this point he's now borrowing the animal from Rachel, therefore it's mafkir the original schiris. And even though the original schiris was without the bailim, as at that point they were not married and Rachel wasn't working for him, but now that they're married and it transfers into a din of she'ila, so therefore it's considered she'ila b'baylim, as at the point of transfer from schiris to she'ila, at that point she was already working for him, as at that point they got married. And as the Ritva points out, perish the mechi nazba chashav ki'ilu hichsala parasa v'chazav v'shalim imena, that at the point that Reuven got married to Rachel, it's as if Reuven gave the par back to Rachel, and now he borrowed it from Rachel at the time that was bailov imah, and therefore he would be potter ba'insin. person because it's Baal of Imai, Oy Dilma, or do we say Seicha Have, that a husband in relation to the Paris of Nechse Malog is considered a Seicha, Vischiris Kedekai Mekaimai, and therefore there is no change in status, and since when he originally rented the animal, it was Shaloi Bebailam, therefore that original Schiris continues, and it was Schiris Shaloi Bebailam, and therefore would not be considered Baal of Imai, and Reuven would be Chaya Ba'insin. And the Gemara is, Umayshna, the Ishoel Have, the Asa Shaloi Bebailam, Afkas Schiris Shaloi Bebailam, now why is it that if a husband is considered a Shoel, then at the point that they're married, it's considered a new Sheila, and it's considered Sheila Bebailam, and if so, Isaycha Nami Have, even if you're going to say that a husband's considered a Seicha, Tesis Schiris Bebailam, and Tepik Schiris Shaloi Bebailam, we should also say that once he gets married to her, it's considered as if he took the animal and gave it back to Rachel, and he returned the Schiris, which was only for a specific amount of time, and now he took it back for her as a new Schiris, because this rental will be forever and for the entire time of the marriage, and therefore it's considered a completely different Schiris, and this Schiris was Bebailam, as they were already married, and Rachel already was obligated to work for Reuven, and therefore it should be considered Schiris Bebailam, and the husband should be Potter Ba'insin. And once again, what is the Shaila of Rav Bachama? And we explain the Gemara based on the Rashba, as the Rashba states, Vafilin this is Betechi Mea Schiris, the High Schiris Acheresi, Sharishaina Hois La Kitzba, Vashnia in La Kitzba. And because of the question, the Gemara continues and explains the Shaila of Rav Bachama differently, Alaki Kamiboy Rav Bachama, Kagoin Da Agri Parim Alma, Vahod Nazba, that we're talking about a case where Rachel borrowed a parah from Shimon, who is not related to her, and then she got married to Reuven. And of course, at this point, Reuven has a right to use this parah, and Reuven was using this parah, and the parah now died. And the Gemara explains, that certainly according to Rabbanan that we had on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that taught us that in the case where Reuven rented a parah to Shimon, and then Shimon lent that parah to Levi, and now an oinus occurred, that Shimon will swear to Reuven, and Levi will pay Shimon, and Shimon will actually gain. So in this scenario, there would not be a Shaila. Certainly, all Rachel has to do is swear to Shimon that the animal died, and since she rented this animal from Shimon, therefore she'll be Pata, as she was a Seicha, and a Seicha is either like a Shem Chinam or like a Shem Esacha, and in either case, she's not Chayiba Insin, and Lemaisa, her husband, would also not be Chayiv to pay anything to Rachel, as B'manushach, either he's considered a Shoel or he's considered the Seicha, but at the time that he borrowed it or they rented it from her, they were already married, and as we explained before, a wife is always working for her husband, and therefore was considered She'ilo or Schiris Bebailov, and therefore Reuven would be Potter, and Reuven would not have to pay Rachel. However, the Gemara continued, Ki Tebailacha, when do we have the Shaila, Alibad Rabesi, according to the Shita Rabesi, who stated in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that Ketz HaLoh is Sischoyer B'Parashat Chaveroi, Rabesi holds that the borrower actually has a responsibility to the original owner, and the Amar Tachsapar Lubailam Rishonim, that since an Oinus occurred and he was a Shoyal, he has a responsibility to return the Parah to the original owner. And therefore, in our case, since Rachel rented this Parah from Shimon, and now Rachel gets married to Reuven, so therefore it would be an Afkamina if Reuven's considered Shoyal or if Reuven's considered a Seicha. And as the Gemara states, Mai Shoyal Have Oy Seicha Have, then if Reuven's considered a Shoyal regarding Paris of Nichse Malug, then since this animal died and a Shoyal is Chayy Ba'in, and Shimon was not working for Reuven, and therefore was not considered Sheila Bailov, therefore Reuven is Chayev to pay back the animal to Shimon. However, of course, if we consider Reuven a Seicha, then as we know, a Seicha is not Chayev for Einsin, and is only Chayev for Gneva Aveda. Therefore, since this animal died, so it was an Oinus, and Reuven is not going to be Chayev to pay Shimon anything, and it'll be Potter. And the Gemara continues that Rava states that even though you had a Shaila, if a husband is considered a Shoyal or a Seicha regarding Paris of Nichsen Malug, but Zok Rava, Baal Loi Shoyal Have Vloi Seich Have, El Loi Koyach Have, that a Baal is not considered Shoyal and is not considered Seicha, and it's considered as if he bought the item from his wife. And of course, since the husband is considered Lekeach, so certainly he is Potter, as certainly if his own animal dies, he is not Chayiv to pay anyone. And Rava continues that how do I know that a husband is considered Lekeach, Benegate a Paris of Nichsen Malug, Mid Rabbeis Bebchina, from the dinner of Rabbeis Bebchina, the Amr Rabbeis Bebchina, as Rabbeis Bebchina taught us, Be'usha Eskinu, there was that kind of of Usha, which was one of the 10 places that Sanhedrin went to Galus, that the Isha Shemacher B'nichsim Lo B'chayi B'ayilu Meisa, if at the time that Rachel's husband Reuben is still alive, Rachel goes to a third party and sells him the right to a Nichsim Lug. Certainly, if Reuben dies during her lifetime, then Rachel receives back her Nichsim Lug, and the property would go to that third party. However, Beis Reb Chanina teaches us that if Rachel predeceases Reuben, then even though we know that Midiraisa husband Yashin's his wife, but the Maisa, based on standard Din Yerusha, the Din would be that since Rachel already sold the Kaka to someone else, therefore that person already owns the Kaka, and certainly the Din Yerusha should not apply to this Kaka. However, Beis Reb Chanina teaches us that in Usha Rebu Misakin, that a husband does have a right to this Kaka, he would keep this Kaka, as we look at the husband as if he actually bought this Kaka prior to the third party, and therefore, as Rashi says, Alma in La Rishus Limka Duhu HaBilakeach Rishoin, and she didn't really have a right to sell this Kaka to a third party because her husband is considered Lekeach Rishoin. And keep in mind, although the Gemara says the term of Abal Moitzi Miata Lekuchais, that the husband takes it away from the buyer, but certainly the buyer did not have this Kaka, and certainly while Rachel was alive, Reuven was her husband and had a right to the Paris of the Nichsim Lug, and therefore he was actually using the Kaka up until this point. And the Rashi Masechtas Ksuba says, Pirish Moitz Mem Zchusan, the Ad Shemesa He is Chusan Tolu Voime Bedin, Shem Yamas Hubechaya, Behenich Nasal Nachla. And as the Rush says, Moitzi Lav Dafka, the Choli Me Isha, Kaka Biala Bal, the Oichel Pirish, Behime Cheres Haguf Me Achshav, Bah Pirish Lachem Isasa. And the Gemara just means, Bah Bal Moitzi Miala Lukeach, Haguf Shem Machurloi Me Achshav, Vyashar Etzloi, and he will retain the rights to the Kaka. And Lemaisa Rav proves from here that a husband is considered a Lukeach in the chosim of his wife, and Ayin Teisa Diva Maskel Baal Benichse Ishtar Loi Shoyl Havi V'Loi Seich Havi, and Teisa says Miu Nilari the Shem Chinam Havi, that certainly he has a din or responsibilities like a Shem Chinam V'Chayiv Pshia, and at least the husband V'Chayiv if he actually is Pshia and he's negligent L'Fizel Kech Behema L'Shloishim Yoyim, that if someone buys a Behema for 30 days Apal Gav Dalav Shoyl Havi V'Loi Seicha, even though he's not considered Shoyl and not a Seicha, as the Beloshim Mekach Lokach, he bought it with Loshim of Mekach Mikol Mokim Shem Chinam Havi, but ultimately he has a responsibility like a Shem Chinam, and he would be Chayiv B'Pshia, and if he's negligent and he ruins the Kaka, certainly he would be Chayiv. And the Gemara continued, Boy Roin Bachama, Roin Bachama, Yester Palin Shaila, Baal B'nichse Ishtar Mimal, that if Reuven is married to Rachel, and Rachel receives Yerusha from her father, and as part of the estate, her father had some money which was Hegdish, and now that Moise of Hegdish will come into their Rishus, and will go from Rishus of Hegdish into his Rishus, and L'chayr is a problem Ila, and Roin Bachama had a Shaila as to whom would be Moil, and let's see Rashi Dibu Maskel Mimal Kagon Shinafla Nechasim Avia Mishinises V'Imoy Moy Shal Hegdish V'In Yidun Shehin Shal Hegdish V'Am Rabbanim Bal Zeicha Ben Bchal Nechasim Mishtamish V'Lechal Peiris. And since Rabbanim said that a husband is Zeicha in all of Nechasim in order to use the Peiris based on being Peiris of Nichsim Lug with that Kanazu Nasis Shalab Ben Nichsim Hegdish K'Knaisam, and at this point the husband has a right to the Nechasim of Hegdish in order to acquire it V'Kasach Daitach Shazu Yitziyasim L'Chulin. And right now the Gemara has a Habimino that's considered that went from Hegdish to Chulin, and even though they're just bound up and they're lying there and the husband did not make any kinyan, Mimo Baitzazu, and who will be Moil? And Amarov and Rav states, Man Limol, who should be Moil? Limol Baal, do you think the Baal should be Moil? That Terry Nichol Leid Likni, Yisur Leid Nichol Leid Likni, that certainly he wants to be Koina, any part of the Rusha, which will be something that's mut to him, but anything that's us to him, he doesn't want to be Koina, and certainly he wasn't the one that took it out from Hegdish to Chulin. And Rava continues to Mal E, do you think that the wife should be Moil? And this doesn't make sense either, that Teirinami Leinicha La Didlikni, as certainly she doesn't want her husband to be Koina anything, and the only reason why her husband is Koina is based on the Takonas Chachamim. And finally Rava says, the Malu Bezin, do you think that Bezin should be Moil? Ki Avdra Rabban Takanta V'Amru Balukecha Ve La Teira Li Sura La Avdra Rabban Takanta, that when Rabban made this Takana and said that a husband is going to be Koina, that was only Benegeya things that are mut of him to be Koina, but on anything that's us of him to be kinder, such as Hegdish, then certainly this takana did not apply. And as Rashi said, Nimalu Bezdin Shel Yisrael Shaba Isidar, Shekol Takanas Mishba Teluya Behen, Vayidei Nehagas Chukes HaMesukana LeTziba Me'oz, and they make sure to follow all takanas that were Mesukim for the Tziba from time immemorial, Vahavi Kimisha Tikloyhem Kinyan Zeh, Vinun Suheim HaMakdal Nichse Hegdish, Vayitzim L'Chulan, and therefore we should consider that they were the ones who took this mice out of the Rishus of Hegdish and gave it to the husband and took it out L'chulin, and they should be Moil. And the Gemara states, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says, Baal Mo L'chshiyotzi, that in the Chinami no one will be Moil if they actually don't use this money. However, if the husband takes the Yerusha and not realizing that this money is actually Mois of Hegdish, and he goes and uses this money, then certainly he is the one that took this money from the Rishus of Hegdish and used it for Chulin, and therefore he will be Ivan Isam Ilah, Midi Dahava Mitzi Mois Hegdish L'Chulin, just like we find when anyone takes out money from Hegdish and unintentionally uses it for something of Chulin, and certainly in that case they're going to be Moil, and as Rashi says, Elam Rava Ba'idin Tzuru Menachin Loi Konam Baal, that certainly the husband is not going to be Kaina, V'yolayas L'Chulin, and never went out L'Chulin, Ve'in Kam Ilah, and certainly there was no problem Ilah. Rava therefore states, El L'Chshiyatim L'Chulin Baal Mol, and the only time that the husband will be Ivan to Isam Ilah is only once he uses his money of Hegdish, and he didn't realize that was Mammon of Hegdish, and therefore at that moment the husband will be Moil, and we will stop over here.